Dennis Leontief, good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Andy, doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. Let me tell me what you're looking at today and what's setting up for us for the next couple of days and maybe couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been looking at the stock market in general. I think it's going to be quiet. It's August, which is known for being quiet. We'll have some inflation data coming out. The earnings cycle is ending. The earnings were, I'd say they were okay. Not better than expected, but sort of kind of like expected. And you and I discussed it last week that when the stock market had a great run from April to about now to last week. So essentially, we got to about 640 on S&P 500, I mean SPY. And we're very close to it. We're retesting it right now at 637, 637 and a half. We're going to open. So I'm thinking, how am I going to make money when the market is not doing much? We've all said last week that so the easy money on the upside is over. I think if it makes new highs again, it's going to be sold. It's not going to run too much beyond that 640 level. Having said that, if it sells off to, let's say, 620 or so, that's where the 50-day moving average is. And that's where the minor low last week was around 620 or maybe 610. And then it's going to be bought again. There is no reason to, enter a big correction as of yet. So I'm thinking, how are we going to make money in this environment? Either sell the rally, buy the dip. That's one of the options. But the other thing, because we are option traders, and I'm thinking, why don't I buy a butterfly spread? Butterfly spread, for those who are new to options, is when you sell two options, the strike right in the middle, and you buy the one option out of the money and one option in the money. That's a butterfly spread. What it does is you make money if the market goes nowhere, and you lose money if it moves a lot. And we're betting that the market is not going to do much. Hence,
Right.
that's the trade. The beauty of the butterfly spread is the worst case scenario. So if it moves away and we're wrong and there is a move, we know exactly how much we're going to. The amount you're going to invest. And if you would like me, I can show you how to set up a butterfly spread and what exactly I'm thinking for the next 4 weeks or so.
Yes, please.
Let's see what we have. We're going to go to an options screen. And I'm thinking September, regular monthly options. It's just expires September 19th, which gives us about a month, just a bit over a month. As I said, I would like to the middle to be 630 strike, and we can do it with calls or puts. The interesting thing about butterfly spread, it doesn't matter. So I mean, people, puts are opposite the calls, of course they are, but in case of butterfly spread, it doesn't matter. Puts or calls, so I bid calls. So if I sell two 630 calls, I would like to buy one 600 call, which is deeply in the money, and buy one 660 call, which is out of the money. Protect. If you see the screen, you see the blue line on the graph. That is actually our P&L chart, meaning it shows us what's going to happen at expiration if we keep this position to expiration. So these are the prices on the bottom. I'm going from like 585 to 610. We're sitting right now at 637. Our middle is 630. And we're going to make money between 610. The reason I picked it, 610, is it's the prior high that we've had in back in February. I don't believe we're going to go lower than that. At least not yet. And on the upside, it's about 650. If we run up, I don't think we're going to go much higher than 650. This butterfly spread can be bought right now for approximately $950. Well, it depends when the market opens, when you enter it. So your total risk for one butterfly spread is $950. That's your risk. That's the most you can lose if it's outside of those parameters. It's outside of 660. The maximum you can make on that trade is about $2,000 if at expiration it's going to be exactly at 630. I rarely hold these type of positions to expirations. I'm just trying to pick up some money while the market is not doing anything. And don't expect any miracles. If you put the butterfly, if you're new to this, if you put the butterfly spread today, then next day you might be up or down 10 or 20 bucks. The theta is working for us. As long as the market is not moving much, it goes up 1%, down 1%, so on. Every day is going to add to your P&L, add to your P&L, and so on and so forth. So I think it's kind of a boring trade, nothing too exciting. It's just thinking while the market is sitting there, and I hope it will sit there, we're going to receive some premium and make some money, and knowing that our worst case scenario is, you know, $950 per count per butterfly spread. So that's my thinking, and that's my trade for today. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, okay, so let's work that out a little bit, just for all of our listeners and viewers that don't know. Theta is what? I know what it is, but just for all of them.
Theta is a time decay. So let's say you buy an option, right? Buy a call option or put up. Mm-hmm. Every day it's losing a little bit of money because it's getting closer to expiration.
Expiration, right.
So that's theta is one of those Greeks that measures how much it loses every day. The closer it is to expiration, the more money it loses. When you're on the buy side of the option, on the sell side of the option, theta is working for you. So you're making more and more money, but we never sell naked off. So it's kind of like we're selling some options, but at the same time, we're protected. If something happens, we know how much we're going to lose. We're not going to lose our account.
Yeah.
So that's what theta is. It's a very neutral trade. I do it every now and again when the asset, the underlying asset, is expected to do nothing, which is bounce back and forth. My thinking is if I put it on today for, let's say, 900 plus, close to $1,000, maybe I'll pick up $300-$400 within the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm just saying, gonna wait till September 9th. You can choose a shorter time frame. It doesn't have to be September 19th.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, but you're looking at about 5 weeks out, correct?
Yeah, that's about right. I think the August is going to be kind of boring, but in September it might change. If I think that the market is about to start moving, then I'll close that trade. I'm hoping to pick up some dollars. Hey, sometimes the markets are boring. We have money anyway.
Yep. So let me ask you a few things. Do you like the call spread, butterfly spread, or the put butterfly spread better?
It's absolutely identical. The interesting part about butterfly spreads, whether you do it with puts or calls, the same strike prices, absolutely the same result. There's no
got difference. It. And what strikes are we looking at here again?
So selling to 630 strikes, buying 1,600 and 1,660.
Right. No, I really actually love this trade, and it depends on the market conditions, but I really like boring, especially when trading options. Love selling options.
Yeah, sometimes markets are exciting and we'll do some directional trading, which, that's some bread and butter. But in this case, I've been analyzing and looking at indicators, and half of them saying, hey, we're still bullish. The other half's like, a bit bearish. So I think if you put it as an aggregate, that'll translate into nothing. So, yeah. And the news are almost over, the economic reports, pretty much. The quarterly reports are almost over again. There's nothing to get excited about. There's always something. I mean, there could be geopolitical events and things like that. caveat, but I think for the next several weeks, it's going to be kind of a boring thing, but very good for short-term trade. And I'll trade it short-term. But I'd like to have this butterfly. I know my worst-case scenario. I know the risk of it.
Yeah. Okay. And again, to all my viewers and listeners, what I really love about selling options when they're hedged, specifically when they're hedged, selling is you get the time working for you, meaning you are getting that decay in the premium. And I always look at buyers beware of options. Not that we don't buy them, we do. But things really have to line up. The reason is because of the time decay. So in selling, when the hedged position, you have this asset that's depreciating in value, which is when you're selling is exactly what you want. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis.
Precisely, Andy.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, you're also looking at some oil. How's oil setting up for you?
I'm waiting. So I'm, as you know, I'm very bullish oil and especially oil stocks. Longer term, very bullish. But as you know, the crude oil hasn't done much over the last several months. It's just going nowhere. Let's put a chart in USO, for example, the ETF that represents crude oil. I might take a second. So this is USO for the last 9 months. So it's going nowhere. It has like volatile moves. And right now we're sitting right at the middle at around 73. I'm waiting for a buy signal. We're a little bit below 50-day moving average, but in this case, it means nothing. I'm thinking that if it declines a little bit in case of USO, I'd like to buy it closer to 70. Closer to 70, because look at that level, if you can see a level of 70. It used to be a support back at the end of last year. It used to be a resistance back in April and May, a couple of times. Right now, we're getting closer to that. I think I don't want to be in a hurry, because I know that this market is not in the trend yet. So I don't need to rush to chase it. I believe that if it declines a little bit, another 2-4%, if it's a big if it does, I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up for not just for a short-term trade. Short-term trade I might use options, but maybe as a more of an investment after the position. Andy, we kind of overweight oil a little bit in our fund, but we're not holding the crude oil itself, like futures or USO. We're holding quite a few mid-cap, the small-cap oil stocks.
Right. So we really want this to come to us, and we're probably another 5% correction. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's about right, between 3 and 5. And I would say, okay, this is worth the risk to add to the position. Yep, that's about right. So we're sitting at 73.30 at the moment. It's actually up 1% pre-market. So, but we'll see, it means nothing. If it's closer to 70, I'm a buyer of U.S. summer.
Got it. Okay, excellent. Anything else? Any other indicators that you're looking at, or any other trades that are you looking at that might be coming?
At the moment, no, but I think give it a day or two and something will pop up. So we'll see how we bought calls on GLD, but these are longer term. They're like 3-4 months away. They're interesting setups in oil stocks, some of them. But again, I don't want to put a cart before the horse. Let's wait a little bit. All of them are on the bullish side. I'm not shorting oil or oil stocks. So all of them on the bullish side, but I prefer the market to confirm my thoughts or come to me. So let's wait a day or two or a week or two. So let's be patient in this regard.
To all my viewers and listeners, Dennis and I have been doing this for a few decades now. And the thing about Dennis is he never chases, or rarely if ever chases. And we really love pain and things to come to us. So that's exactly what we're looking for. Not extreme pain in the case of oil here, but a little bit of pain coming down to us, and that will give us a great entry point on a good trade.
I believe so. Let's just wait and see. It could be a couple of days. It could be a couple of weeks. Hey, the market will tell us what to do.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Any final thoughts, Dennis?
Well, I think that about covers it for today. So like I said, a little bit boring, but all right. Boring makes plenty too.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot, Dennis. We'll see you later on this week.
Thank you, Eddie. See you.